Welcome, guys.
Love
What's going on?
Radio.
What's up, fellas, guys, girls? On my feet, it's your boy.
I don't know, where to begin. We
are the 12 man. Time to score the 12 man. Andre's here. We're gonna wait for Rob to join as well, but real quick, talking a lot of good stuff, man, about the NFL draft coming up, a lot of things as well, and we'll kick it in. Get started. Whew, wow, what a week! It's been very, very crazy, guys, and as we get the kinks out of the way, I want to welcome everyone once again to Talk in Sports with the 12th Man. And it's pretty exciting because obviously tomorrow is a big day for the NFL, which is what we're going to focus on. And that's a lot of the draft talk, if you will. I am currently waiting for my co-host, Rob Foy, to jump on the line at some point. But while we're waiting on him, a couple things I did want to talk about as far as topics, if you will, that we were discussing or some things that I wanted to think about was if you are building an NFL team, what is the most important piece? That's the first question. Second question we're going to dive into is if you are the Carolina Panthers, who are you picking with that number one pick? That's not what everyone is saying, but who would you pick? We're also going to discuss the ESPN's top 10 QBs. They actually released the list today, and it's going to be very handy because we're talking about a couple things as far as quarterbacks and everything like that. Out of 32 teams, there are about 13 teams that I've identified that I think need a quarterback. And another question we're going to have is if we think there's a franchise quarterback in the draft or if there's a serviceable quarterback that you can grab as well. So that's kind of what we're looking at. As far as the whole thing. So looking forward to diving into this, obviously very, very exciting times. And like I said, it's kind of weird because I didn't expect the NFL draft to kind of sneak up on me, but it has, believe it or not. And that's just due to, you know, the fact that free agency hasn't really been big. We haven't really talked a lot about it. So it kind of feels like it's kind of surreal. I remember back in the day, whenever the draft was on Saturday and Sunday, and I just remember holding myself up just pretty much just the whole day, just, you know, grabbing all my draft magazines, you know, getting prepared that Saturday morning, just kind of like just excited, listening to this, you know, having ESPN on, having the radio on, just grabbing as much information as I could, flipping between ESPN and NFL Network was kind of starting at the time, and NFL Network and kind of listening to everything that was going on with the draft, so it was exciting. But now, and I'm still kind of, I like the new format, but still getting used to that because, you know, obviously it's spread out over a couple of days, and you do kind of miss just everything kind of happening at once. I mean, I know for a lot of ladies out there that are listening, a lot of ladies, they weren't crazy about, you know, just kind of sitting in and watching picks, but you know, for guys, you know, especially those that had a favorite team, you were all about just, man, I got to do whatever I can to see what my team does and who's making certain decisions and little things like that. So it's just interesting how it's evolved, if you will, to where we are now. Second piece of the puzzle that's very interesting as far as the whole change in the draft is that if you are a team that's prone for making mistakes, and we'll talk about that in another segment after the draft is over, I think having the split days, it gives you time to kind of reassess and say, all right, you know, if you made a mistake or if you're a team that's known for kind of reaching for picks, now the way that the draft is set up, you're more apt to make more intelligent decisions. So the teams like Minnesota or that had a couple draft gaffles, if you will, they actually have their reprieve. They're like, okay, we can kind of sit back, kind of reassess the situation. If we made a mistake, we can kind of come back and say, all right, this is a good move for us, and vice versa. So that's another cool thing that I think that may come as far as the change and how the draft has been. last but not least, we were talking about a couple of things as far as the ESPN top 10 quarterbacks and stuff like that. So I guess we're going to – I wanted to wait for Rob to jump on and talk about that because it's very interesting because we talked about a couple things, and I'm going to dive into this as well whenever we're going over the picks here. But if I'm the Cincinnati Bengals, what are you going to do with Carson Palmer? Me and Rob have a debate going on right now. This is over a Madden 2011 game as far as if Carson Palmer is going to be there as the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals this season. I have said that he is not going to be there. Basically, I don't know if you've heard that, he's basically said, I've got $80 million in the bank, I'm not coming. Rob thinks, due to the old school nature of the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, that, and he's probably true, they're not going to give him up, but Carson, I think, may retire. So that's definitely going to change up what's going to happen with that number four pick as well. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that as the draft is coming up on us. Let's see here. Who would you pick if you are the Carolina Panthers? I guess I'm going to go ahead and take this one as I'm waiting. Wow, great question. If I'm the Carolina Panthers, and this is kind of something that I've had a chance to think about for the past couple of days, it's tough because no one can predict the future. We can predict the future. I'm sure a lot of quarterbacks such as Ryan Leaf, Tim Couch, I'm trying to think of a couple of draft day busts, Akili Smith, Shane Matthews, Rex Grossman, the names go on and on and on as far as quarterbacks who didn't fit the grade for whatever. And sometimes it's tough to evaluate because if you're looking at a quarterback in a particular system, that could be another opportunity for them to, you know, be successful or be a failure. Because I'm sure if you fit certain quarterbacks in different systems, you know, a West Coast quarterback may not fit a defense that's kind of geared, or excuse me, an offense geared for kind of, you know, a long ball or something like that. And if a team is kind of in disarray, Robert is a big LSU fan, so, you know, whenever you're looking at Oakland Raiders, you thought that they had their quarterback problems solved with Jamarcus Russell. As we know, that wasn't the case. On the flip side, a lot of it is on that quarterback. It depends on if the guy is willing to put the time in to become the first guy there, the last guy to leave. So we're looking at the individual. So not only are we looking at the physical tools that a guy has, but we're also looking at his mental makeup. And if that's the case, then, you know, like I said, you know, most quarterbacks or most guys, they strictly have physical tools. I mean, I can say that without a doubt. You know, definitely Jamarcus Russell had physical tools, but, you know, like I said, it's interesting that, you know, he didn't have the tools. Right now, I guess we're going to jump on. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and grab this person and see what's up. Hello, you've reached. Hello, you're talking. Sports Talk, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing? Speculation Sports here on Cowpaw Radio on Blog Talk Radio. We're doing a show right now with my brother, the Bitch. We're along for the ride, so... Speculation Sports here on Blog Talk Radio. We figure we're doing a show. We'll call your show. How are you doing tonight? My name is Jeff.
Your name is Jeff, you said?
Yeah, I'm on Blog Talk Radio right now. Cowpult Radio on Speculation Sports. We figure we'd call your show tonight. We're into overtime. And we were doing an NFL show tonight, Speculation Sports, Dr. Cowpult. So, well, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I have a question for you guys. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I believe in first-round draft choice. You should draft for need, not the best guy on the board. Because here's the way I look at it. It's no different, you guys. If me and you went to a brand-new car, we spent $40,000 on that vehicle, do you expect to have the vehicle off the lot and drive it home, or do you expect to take it home and work on it? I think I know the answer to that.
Vehicle,
as you expect.
Yeah,
my point to you is, sir, is your first-round draft choice in any sport, if it's pumpkin ball, it's hockey, or it's football, should play. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. We need offensive linemen. If for some reason they go after Cam in the first round, I'll be pissed. I think Carolina's got to go after a quarterback. I don't think Cam Newton is the answer. I don't think he's a first-round draft choice. I think he's got too much stuff's got to go on with him. What do you think about that?
That's a good point. Now, two things I want to tell you real quick, because now you're a Cowboys fan. Now, you know that Jerry Jones wants to fill that dome up. You know that for a fact, right?
I understand
so,
that. I understand that, sir. All but right, you got to remember, sir, you can, when you draft someone, because the strike is on, if you draft Cam Newton, you cannot trade him because he's a person. You can draft choice. You can trade draft choice. You cannot trade a person when he's drafted during the draft because of the strike.
Right. I'm aware of that. So, I mean, what I'm saying, like,
so you know that. So, like, if let's say Carolina drafts him, they cannot trade him because now he's a person. You cannot trade your person. So you're not going to see big trades when they draft someone. You will only see draft choice moved around.
I agree with that. So what I'm saying to you is that if you are the Dallas Cowboys and if Tony Romo goes down, let's say this for example, you're pretty comfortable with your boy, with John Kitten as a backup. You're okay with this as a Cowboys fan?
I'm not okay with him. If they're going to get someone, that's fine. Here's my philosophy, sir. If he goes after a quarterback in the first round, then he's got to release Tony Romo. Because if you're going to draft a guy in the first round, you do not draft a used car. You draft a new car that's going to go out and get it done. That's my personal opinion, sir. If he goes after a quarterback, then he releases Tony Romo.
Wow.
You do not draft the best guy in it. You draft for need. We need an offensive lineman. All right. I don't like Tony Romo, trust me. I do not like Tony Romo. But I need
you're a lot of fans the same way.
Well, I'm just telling you. Troy Aikman was not a quarterback because he was lucky. He had a good offensive line around him. And Emmitt was in the Hall of Fame because of the offensive lineman. Period.
Okay, so who are you guys?
I don't like Tony Romo as
a Cowboys fan. Okay, now if you're Jerry,
I want the best offensive lineman on the board.
That's
right. Doesn't matter what position. Okay. So basically,
I don't know. I want offensive lineman.
I like it. I mean, like I said, it's interesting because you know I'm looking at the Cowboys and I agree with you. Definitely wholeheartedly. I mean, I don't know defensively if that was what you guys were looking for. I mean, I know you guys kind of had some slips last year, but I mean, if you solidify the line, I mean, like, it doesn't really matter who's behind. I mean, Dez Bryant is an emerging star, obviously. And if you guys get the running game, you know, back to where obviously we know it can be, I mean, the only missing piece is the quarterback. And I don't think there is a franchise quarterback in the draft at this juncture. So it's kind of tough for you guys because you got to take your lumps. Well, I got to say, well, if I don't like Tony Romo, if that's the guy that I'm going to stick with, then that's what I'm going to have to play with, you know. So it's kind of like,
well, I'm not a general manager, but I'm just saying, as a fan, sir, I do not like Tony Romo, but I have no choice. But they have ignored the offensive line since the big tuna. We all know that. And we need to go out and get ourselves a Cadillac. We need to go out and get a gallery. Like, the problem with Jerry Jones, guys, is no different is the imbecile that runs the Oakland Raiders, Davis. They fall in love with players. And that's on Speculation Sports here and Cowboy Radio, guys. We have a passion without prejudice, okay? I love football. I love my Cowboys, but I'm not going to sit here and drink the Kool-Aid. I refuse.
Okay.
But you cannot fall in love with a player. You fall in love with a player, love has conditions. We all know that.
Love has conditions. Now, question, I'm going to flip it on you. Let's say that not listening to anyone else that's out there as far as the NFL guys, you know, NFL Network, whatever, ESPN. If you were the Carolina Panthers, who do you pick as the first number one pick? Doesn't matter. I'm not talking about what you think as far as what everyone else is saying. But if you're the Carolina Panthers, who are you picking as the number one pick?
You're picking Gabbert. I'm picking that Gabbert guy. I'm taking him. And unless Cam Newton comes in the interview, there's too much baggage with him right now about not having the experience under the pocket quarterback. I'm taking the Gabbert guy. I'm taking him.
Okay.
I love to get Mallett in the second round for the Cowboys. I would love to get him. If he dropped down second round, I'd love to have him. But they need a quarterback, guys. They need, just like Bradford last year with St. Louis. That was a great pick for him, for them, and he started right away. And the problem with a lot of fans these days, you guys, NFL, they do not have the patience or the backbone to stick behind the players. The Dallas Cowboys are 1-15 with Troy Aikman. He was on his back more than anybody else, like a French whore at four floors of whores out in Singapore. All right, I mean, come on. I mean, we all know that. I mean, but they have to be patient, Carolina. They got to get some good offensive linemen that are going to protect them that maybe are in their 30s that have been released. They need a franchise quarterback, like it or not. And Cam Newton's not the answer. And it all depends who takes it. If they take Cam Newton, then he better start game one. or if he doesn't start, then you don't take him. That's my personal opinion.
Wow.
I'm sorry, you guys. You draft for need in the first round. You want to get a brand new car. You, in my mind, you guys, it should be four rounds anyways. After four rounds, everything's free agent. Just like the NBA, pumpkin ball. Pumpkin ball is two rounds, they get it done with, and they're done. The National Football League should be four rounds and free agents. That's it. After all, like I said, the first round is brand new cars. Used car lot or second, third, and fourth, and the rest is the junkyard. And a good general manager finds the good used cars and the brand new cars in those last rounds. Shannon Sharpe was number seven, a Webster from the Steelers. He was like fifth round, and Lambert was number two. You got to go find these guys, and the guys that want to win have good character. You don't want guys that are smoking dope or causing trouble and coming with felony arrests. I've always said before, felony arrests excludes you from the NFL. And then I know it excludes a lot of players, but guess what's going to happen? There'll be plenty of other guys that can do the job for you. But I'm serious, you guys. Four rounds, and that's it. You need to draft first round for need, period. I'm sure you can't do it as well. If you want a project, then go to the second round then. Go to the third round.
I agree.
I don't care if it's football, basketball, hockey, or baseball. First round, they should be on the field, period.
I agree wholeheartedly. Now, I'm going to ask you a question because, you know, Ryan Mallett kind of sounds very similar to another quarterback who had some problems. I don't know if you've heard a little bit about his drug issues or some things that they are kind of speculating. That was the same thing about Dan Marino.
Right.
That, if you know. And as you know, Miami's in the same situation. I mean, Bill Parcells came out and said they should have drafted Matt Ryan instead of Jake Long at the time.
Yep.
So
I
don't know if he's going to be around and stick around for the Cowboys because that may be another surprise pick for Miami because they need a quarterback as well. So what do you think about that?
Right, he's 6 foot. I'm looking right here. He's 6 foot seven. He's 238. He needs weaknesses. He needs to improve accuracy, but he's got a strong arm.
Yep.
He's a prototype pocket passer, just like Marine, like you said. He's not going to win a foot race, but he's got a strong arm. Yes, he's got some smoking dope stuff. You know, I mean, just like the president, I didn't inhale and I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Mr. Lewinsky, because Bill Clinton's on my show too, but yahoo. All right. Can I tell you what, you guys? Bill Clinton here. I'm Cowboy Radio. We really hope the Washington Redskins. Hey, Bill, can you stay off the show? Hang on a second, guys. I really hope we get a quarterback because I tell you what, my Washington Redskins, you guys, we need a wide receiver and we need a quarterback too. I hope a Cowboy Radio doesn't get Ryan Mall because I tell you what, I can come on over to the sale there and I can go, all right, man, let's do this. Tell you what, man, this is 42nd president. I'm going to turn you back over to Cowboy.
Hey, man, this is Pedro, man. These guys leave these guys alone.
Sorry about that, you guys. Those are my characters. I apologize. But anywho, back to the good stuff here. But Ryan Mallett would be great to be second. I have characters on my radio show. I apologize for their behavior.
No, that's fine.
Hey, man, this is Bear in the Pocket, man, the Raiders, man.
So whatever, man, I apologize. Cowboy Radio here, we always talk. We talk in second, third person. But I would love to have Ryan Mallett be a second-round draft choice. But you crap in one hand, wish in the other, you see what the most of. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Like I said, and actually my other guy, Robert Ford, is joining the call as well. Robert, how's it going, sir? I got another caller on the line. Robert, you on the line?
Doing good. How's it going, guys?
Good. I got my guy. Now tell me, we got Cowboy Radio from he is a Cowboy Radio. I love it. Dallas Cowboy fan. We were talking about how he was talking about getting the best player available in the first round. Doesn't matter what. You don't drive a used car. Or you don't drive a new car.
You draft for need.
Forget. I'm sorry, I just totally butchered that. Yeah, he drafts for need. Okay, go ahead. Finish up the statement you were saying, actually. So we were talking about that, and then I actually talked at the point that we were talking about Ryan Mallett, Robert, and because, you know, he wanted to definitely look at Ryan Mallett in the second round for the Cowboys. I wasn't sure if he's going to be there because I was bringing up the fact that the Miami Dolphins may actually draft him at 15 because he's very similar to another quarterback that had some little issues, and that was Dan Marino. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see. We don't know. We're all
speculating
here.
Gentlemen?
Yes.
Speculation sports. I tell you what, guys, I appreciate you taking my call. I mean, I'm well over my 2 hours. I'm half hour past my show, and I got to take my dog.
Right.
I appreciate you taking my call, Speculation Sports. We're on the east side, the poor side, the Shady Oak Lake in Minnesota. Anything you want to call Cowboy Radio, Speculation Sports, hit me up.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be in Las Vegas this weekend. I'm going to have a good time. So thanks for taking my call, guys.
We'll talk soon.
This is Cowboy Radio. So there we go, you guys.
All right,
man. This is Bill Clinton. Yahoo, man. You guys, see you guys all later.
Hey, man, this is Bear the Pocket, man. See you guys later. Taking a call, man. Go smoke some ganja.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Oh, there you go, Rob. That's what happens when Robert doesn't join the call early. I have to take calls from random people. I have no idea who they are. So blame that on Robert. Just let you know, guys. But that's okay. Welcome, Rob.
Glad to be on the show. Sorry I'm a little late.
For those who don't know, literally, I got stuck in the call with the Cowboys fan. Love the guy. I love the passion. Didn't expect him to go into different voices. But, you know, hey, this is another one that we're going to have to archive and save for later. But if you will, did you get the email, Rob, with the agenda and stuff like that? Well, that's pretty funny. Oh, wow. That's craziness.
Wow.
Just real quick.
Yeah, but
piggybacking
off that last call, Ryan Mallett, I just cannot see Miami Dolphins taking him at 15.
You don't see that? You don't see that?
I just can't see it. I know it's a total different administration from when they drafted Marino, and I think he's clearly a second-round draft pick.
Okay.
And
now,
okay.
I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
Even though he looks like the best thrower in the draft, but I think he's going to be somewhere in the second-round pick. The only other quarterback that could possibly move into the top 15 besides Newton and Gabbert, there is some talk about Minnesota giving Jake Locker a look at number 12. But he may be the only other guy that can possibly sneak in number 12, but I still think Locker will be a late first-round pick.
Okay. I mean, like I said, we're all at a stage where we have no idea what's going on. The GMs right now are in their final preparations, if you will. And, you know, like you said, I have no clue. But I don't know if you heard what we talked about before. Bill Parcells said that they should have drafted, you know, Matt Ryan. So at this juncture, you know, if there's a quarterback that they like, somebody may actually play, you know, try to, like, send some smoke signals and say I'm interested in this guy, and who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, I'm up for a very interesting draft tomorrow, obviously, so we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah.
Since we're joining the room. Yeah,
Most teams put the final pieces to their draft board on yesterday. So I think most teams kind of kicked back today a little bit and relaxed and to get back or get ready for the grind starting on tomorrow.
That's interesting, too, because we got about 7 minutes left, but I wanted to touch base real quick about there's a couple teams. There's 32 teams in the league, obviously, and there's about 13 teams that I've identified that that need a quarterback, okay? And so kind of piggybacking my question because, you know, we've talked about this before as far as if you're building an NFL team, what's the most important piece? Most people would say, you know, the quarterback, left tackle, et cetera. So kind of talking at a couple teams here because there's a couple that we're going to highlight here as far as what you think is going to happen with those. I'm going to throw these out here. First and foremost, I'm going to start with the Washington Redskins. They currently have Donovan McNabb. Do you think he's going to be a Washington Redskin this season?
No, I think McNabb is going to wind up in Minnesota. I kind of see him in stopgap in Minnesota for a year or two. And but I can still see Minnesota possibly getting a quarterback in this draft, but they're going to be looking for McNabb to be a starter for a year or two, and you know, hopes that's I mean that's still a pretty talented ball club. They were in the NFC Championship game just 2 seasons ago, and with a veteran quarterback, they have a chance to still be a playoff team and possibly you know sneak into another big time game situation. But I think I kind of see that I think McNabb wants to go there, and I think Minnesota wants him as well. So as soon as we're able to get
Arizona.
Back to free agency and trades, I could see him being in Minnesota.
What does the name John Skelton mean to you?
John Skelton?
Yes. I'm going somewhere with this, believe it or not. John Skelton was a quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals last year.
He means absolutely nothing. I hope he's getting started next year.
That's exactly where we're going because, you know, I thought that was going to be a possible destination for Donovan McNabb as well, but you think it's going to be Minnesota, which is very interesting. So that's another team that I've identified that, that has a quarterback a need. Let's kind of switch gears here. And what about the Tennessee Titans?
Tennessee Titans, I think they're going to get a quarterback in the second round of this draft. And I think they're going to look to Kerry Collins to start at least another year. So I kind of see them, you know, if Jake Locker possibly falls, I think it might even be a situation, a team where you may see Ryan Mallett go to, too, in the second round. I think you got guys like Christian Ponder, Andy Dalton. I don't have my mock draft in front of me, but I do believe I have a quarterback going in him in the second round, somebody like Andy Dalton, Christian Ponder. I think I got Colin Kaepernick going a little bit lower than them, those guys in the second round. But I can kind of see a guy like Andy Dalton, Ryan Mallett, Christian Ponder, one of those three guys. I think Locker is going to go ahead of those guys.
Yeah, you had Christian Ponder going to Oakland at number 48 the last time we looked at the mock draft, which is very interesting too. So, yeah, let's talk about Oakland. Are you a little disappointed because Oakland seems to strike out for some reason, not only with, unfortunately, Jamarcus Russell, as I talked about earlier, but also, unfortunately, with Jason Campbell. What's the deal with them? You know, wow.
Well, you know, we've seen enough in Jason Campbell in the league that I think we know what kind of player he is. I mean, I don't think he'll ever be a great quarterback in this league, and I think eventually Campbell can still be a solid backup quarterback in this league. But you need to start. And Campbell, I think if you get a guy like Christian Ponder, I think you're going to still have to have Campbell to start a year or two to develop Ponder. And you know, I don't think Ponder is a guy that can come in and start right away. And,
okay.
You probably only have two or three quarterbacks in this league that can. I mean, that's in this draft that can probably start right away. And you know, I think Carolina will give the ball to Cam Newton right away. I think Blaine Gabbert will get the ball right away. Jake Locker is maybe questionable. You know. He may not start right away, but maybe at some point in his rookie season, they may give him the ball wherever he is, depending on what situation he goes to.
Okay. Now, we're going to be an impasse with this, but the Cincinnati Bengals, what's going on with them? Are we still thinking that Carson Palmer's going to be there? I don't think he's going to be there, but, you know, we'll are they
well,
gonna
I have to be honest with you. I'm kind of thinking now that he's not going to be there either. And I know you and I have had this talk before, but I think I'm leaning more to your side now. And and I'm thinking that either they're going to find a team to trade him to or he's going to outright retire. I don't see him coming back to the Bengals. And but I do not see the Bengals drafting a quarterback in the first round, maybe second round. I'm a little skeptical that I'm not even sure if I think they're going to draft one in the second round either. I think they may try to trade Palmer for another QB and maybe draft a QB in the middle rounds. I don't see them drafting a QB in the first or second round in this draft. And So I think they're still going to talk to Palmer and see if they can convince him to come. And if not, I think they're going to look to move Palmer maybe for another quarterback.
Wow. Good stuff. Well, like I said, we got about a minute remaining, guys, and like I said, we're going to get this right, I promise. And Rob, you really owe me, man, because I was on that call for about a good, you know, 10 minutes. So with my friend, all is well. But we'll have to talk again, and definitely we'll come back and we'll either recap either Tuesday or Wednesday as far as the draft, because we're going to talk about teams that always seem to get it right. You know, there's certain teams that always draft well, and we'll highlight this team next week because it's tough to get a grade on a team, you know, within, you know, right the next day after. You want to obviously take 3 years to kind of review what's been going on with that. So any last thoughts? Do we have about 30 seconds left, Rob, for you?
Well, I think you hit it right on it. Yeah, it typically takes about 3 years to grade a team's draft. I know it's a little bit of fun to go ahead and grade a draft, but typically you know, great grades for a draft was given to teams that had drafted known players, and that typically doesn't turn out to be the correct way of grading drafts. And so, typically we just got to wait and see, but it's always a little fun to go ahead and still do a grade on the draft.
Gotcha. Well, cool. Well, thanks, guys, so much for joining us. We'll be here, like I said. Stay tuned. Peek us out on the radio, peek us out on Facebook as well and the website, and we'll continue to talk sports talk with the 12th Men. Thanks, guys, for joining us. You still with me, Rob?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's over there. But, man, that was funny. Oh, man. I was, like, hitting you up, man. I wanted to talk before to kind of give you, like, you know, a quick little agenda and stuff like that to kind of talk about what we're going to discuss and kind of what your thoughts were, too. So, as we get
I kind of sent you a text, and then I was saying, I was making sure we're still on. Then I got caught on a business call, man, and I was trying to wrap it up before 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's more important, obviously. Yeah, so I...
And it wound up going on. So,
like
yeah, as
said,
soon as I got off of that, I called in.
That's fine.
And
like
I didn't even get a chance to get Wayne involved and get him in either. So hopefully I'll be able to get Wayne involved next week.
Did you talk to him or anything like that?
He and I played a little phone tag today.
Okay. Well, cool. I mean, like I said, the show is officially off, but, you know, and there's I don't know, are you logged in yet or what to the actual?
No, I haven't yet.
Links from the email. Okay, yeah. I sent you a couple links via email.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is a link that it may allow you to log into the chat as a co-host. Well, I'll do that later, I guess. Well, I guess, I don't know if you can do that. So, I mean, on this particular switchboard, we can have up to like 5 callers or with you on the line, which is probably how we'll keep it too. But yeah, I guess that's going to be it's going to be the same guest caller number, which is pretty interesting too. So that's going to be cool. I sent you the Facebook link too as well. So you're an admin on that too, so you can actually log in and make changes as well.
Yeah, so I did get that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
funny. Okay. It's funny because as soon as I set it up, man, I had like a couple people like literally on Facebook. I had some people like hitting me up like, "Oh, that's freaking cool." I'm like, "Yeah, all right." They actually like that. It's not even officially up, so I thought that was pretty neat.
Mhm.
Folks were hitting me up as far as the thing, but that dude was funny, man. He was. I didn't expect him to jump. He literally was like, "Oh, you're doing a sports talk show?" He wanted to call in. I'm like, "All right." So, big Cowboys fan, and he was just talking all kinds of whatever. It was interesting, you know. So, I had no idea how to handle that one. So, you know, there you go.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, man. It's cool, man.
Dude, that was hilarious. That was freaking hilarious.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he was hitting all kinds of voices too. He's like, you don't get Cam Newton. That dude's gonna be terrible. Yada yada yada. You need to drop that quarterback. I'm like, so you're okay with if something happens to Tony Romo, you're okay with John Kitman? He's like, I don't like Romo. I don't like Romo. We need to get the best offensive lineman on the board. I'm like, who's the best offensive lineman? I don't care, anybody. It was hilarious. I'm like, all right. He was pretty engaging. So. After I archive it, man, you got to listen to it, man. It's pretty funny because I had no idea what he was saying, man. He kept saying Cowpoke Nation. I don't know what that was, man. So that was pretty funny.
Oh, man.
So
who will be your ideal pick for the Falcons tomorrow?
My ideal pick. You heard the rumors, right, about when the Falcons trying to trade up and get A.J. Green?
Mm-mm.
Did you hear that? Yeah, Peter King was tweeting about that the Falcons are trying to make a move to get A.J. Green.
Wow,
is
they got to trade
way
up to get him.
I know. If that's going to happen, I doubt it. But, you know, that would be a pretty much pipe dream if we're just kind of going off. But realistically speaking, I would actually hope. And this is, you know, this is me. I mean, I'm hoping that it's like a Torrey Smith or something like that. You know, I want like a fast, deep threat. That's what I want. hopefully we'll address the defensive lineman needs via free agency, like a Charles Johnson or a Matthias Kiyanuku. That's what I'm hoping for. If we somehow went against the New England Patriot way of trading up and getting an A.J. Green, I would be okay with that, because even if you trade, like, let's say you trade, like, this year's first and next year's first, unfortunately, and a couple of picks, the second and third round, you know, you're pretty much saying that this is the missing piece that we need, you know? So you're kind of taking that gamble. But, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. But if you did make that move, I mean, that's kind of tough. I mean, I'd rather trade up for Patrick Peterson or something like that. But, you know, AJ Green is dynamic, and that's what we need to have, a dynamic, explosive players, because we're playing against, you know, the Saints, obviously, and the Buccaneers are up and coming too. So it's like you got to have that, even though that's not why we lost to the Packers. We lost because of defense, you know. So it's like, you know, I don't know, but if you have a guy that can, you know, you score or have an explosiveness on offense, that can definitely keep you in ball games too. So, you know, there you go. What about you, man? If you were on the Saints, man, who'd be on your wish list for the Saints?
Well, I think, I'm definitely a believer of drafting the best player available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ideally, you know, if that best, ideally you hope that best player available is a position of need. But I would not reach for a position of need. You know, we still got a free agency to get needs. But so ideally, you know, defensive end, defensive tackle, outside linebacker is kind of I think the Saints need a few more impact players on that front seven.
In that order,
defensive end,
defensive tackle, linebacker, in that exact order, if you will?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I think, you know, we did sign Sean Rogers, so defensive end and outside linebacker might be a little bit more of an immediate need than defensive tackle. But Sean Rogers is 32. You know, we only signed him for 1 year, too. So, I mean, I wouldn't be upset if we signed if we drafted a defensive tackle, if he's the best player on the board. You know, because, you know, you're going to need a long-term solution there to go with Cedric Ellis. And I think Sean Rogers.
I was actually drafting tackles. It seems like you guys are always getting tackles, defensive tackles. Like, we've always been there, you know?
Defensive tackles?
That's just me. Yeah, it just seems like that for some reason. I don't know why, but the Saints, you know, from Tolvin, and it just seems like,
well,
you guys are always getting those guys. You know, Hollis Thomas, you know, I don't know. Am I missing something?
Yeah. Well, we didn't draft Hollis Thomas. We got him in a trade with the Eagles.
With the Eagles, yeah. I'm just saying, it seems like you guys, that seems like it's a revolving door, like you guys are always getting defensive tackle. Like, you haven't found your defensive tackle, I guess,
mm-hmm.
to solidify you guys or something. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah. Well, you know, Cedric Ellis graded out well last year, but we had a revolving door at the other tackle position last year. And I think that's why they took advantage of the opportunity to sign Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
I got you.
I would like to see, you know, like I said, I wouldn't reach for a position of need, but I would like to see the Saints have a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and 2 third-round picks. So that's 4 picks in the top 88. They have 4 picks in the top 88 picks. And
okay.
So I would like to see them, out of those 4 picks, hopefully come away with a defensive end, outside linebacker, and a defensive tackle. And then the fourth player of that top 4 being either another corner or maybe a running back or offensive tackle or something like that.
Wow.
But,
okay.
But I definitely would like to see a defensive end, a D tackle, an outside linebacker at 3 of those top 4 picks for the Saints.
Okay.
But like
okay.
I said, I would, you know, if I would still stick to the philosophy of drafting the best player available, but, you know, like I said, hopefully the best player available will be a position of need. Yeah, I think my latest mock draft that you have, I think I have the Saints going Adrian Claiborne in the first round. I think I got them going Mason Foster, outside linebacker from Washington in the second round. And I think I have him going with the defensive tackle, Jarrell Casey from USC in the third round. And then another third round pick going with Devon House, a corner from New Mexico State.
Wow.
All defense.
you've got them taking in this particular one, your third round. I don't know, I think you revised it, but originally you had them taking was it Mike Herzlich from Boston College?
You're looking at an old mock draft, I believe.
Okay, I get it. You must have revised that one. Okay, I got you. And you got them taking DeMarco Murray, the running back from Oklahoma.
I don't have either one of those guys going in the top three rounds now. I kind of got both of those guys going the later rounds now. DeMarco Murray may still get in the third round. You know, there's some medical issues with Herlick from Boston College. I kind of see him being a fifth round at best now.
Wow. Okay. What type of problems were they finding with him?
Well, it's not an injury. I think it's some kind of disease that he has, and I can't remember
that.
Exactly what it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. They had. We're not gonna have time to talk about this at the show, but they had the ESPN top ten quarterbacks. Top ten quarterbacks. I'm pretty sure you know the top four. I want to see what you say the top four, and then we'll go in line and then see if what you would think, and then I'll compare what the NFL said or what ESPN said. So who do you think the top four are?
Media. The top four?
Top four,
well,
yep.
I mean, I think Gabbert is the number one quarterback in the draft.
We're talking about actual quarterbacks in current quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm sorry.
Oh, top four current quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
Okay.
So ESPN released the top. They're talking about, and obviously in honor of the draft, and then we're talking about, you know, franchise quarterback. Like, hey, by the way, this is our list of the top 10 quarterbacks currently right now in the NFL. So I'm asking for the top four, and then we'll go through the rest of the six.
I think the top four, in my opinion, is Brady 1, Peyton Manning 2, Drew Brees 3, Aaron Rodgers 4.
That's exactly what they had. So now
that's
we'll
how
talk
I
about
would rank it right now.
So now go 5 through 10, and I'll tell you what they had, and we'll see how you go.
Five through ten is really hard, but I'm going to go with Ben Roethlisberger number 5. I don't know what the list has.
Yeah, you are right on target. Okay, that's what I could have got. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ben Roethlisberger at number 5.
Okay.
And let's see, how am I going to rank the others?
Let me know if you want me to tell you who they got or if you're kind of just, you know, struggling there.
No. I'm going to actually go with Matt Ryan, number 6.
You know,
I don't know where they
rank
Matt.
He's 7. Mm-hmm. He's tied with somebody else. He's actually 7, and he's tied with somebody else, which is ironic. But he's not. They don't have him going. They don't have him going 6. I'm surprised you're missing this guy at 6.
Let's see. They probably have Phillip Rivers number 6.
That's exactly it. They got Phillip Rivers going 6. Now.
Yeah.
They got 7.
I'm
going to
put Phillip Rivers
7.
Only reason I say this. Even though Matt Ryan hasn't won a playoff game, but Rivers hasn't really done a whole lot in the playoffs either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll put Ryan 6. I'll put Phillip Rivers 7.
All right. Well, they got Matt Ryan tied at 7 with somebody else. Let me see if we can get this. This is interesting. I was always forever going to be linked. That's your clue. They're always going to forever be linked. That's your clue.
Matt Ryan
and the person that's tied with him at 7, they're always going to forever be
Joe
linked.
Flacco?
That's close. You would think. It's an Atlanta thing.
Oh, Michael Vick.
There you go. They got like 7. They got them tied for 7, which is like, I don't know why they like controversy or something. All right, so that's who they've got.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go 8.
Yeah,
9 and 10.
I would go with Vick number 8. Vic will be my number 8 guy.
Okay. But they got him tied for 7, so technically they got like 12 quarterbacks, but go ahead. Or 11, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, I would rank Vic number 8.
Okay.
And yeah, he would be my number 8 guy. Let's see, how I would rank the others. I think I will go with Joe Flacco at number 9.
Okay.
I'd be a little surprised, but I'll go.
Okay, okay.